Turn your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 20. 2 Kings chapter 20. Verses 1 through 7. We'll read. 2 Kings chapter 20, beginning with verse 1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. And on the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, Take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you, please, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us with the message tonight to glean some things from the message that will help us in our prayer lives. Father, thank you so much for all those that labor with the children. Thank you for keeping them safe. Thank you for helping them to be faithful, to learn Bible verses. Father, this summer, while the crew is taking their time off, I pray that the families will continue to come and that the children will realize that what they're learning now leads to what we get to do, and that they would find pleasure in being associated with each other through the summer, and that their families would as well. Father, thank you for the faithfulness of their families to have them here. Thank you for their growth. I pray now, Father, that you will help us with the understanding of the words of God. For we ask you to do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, you know, this was a very fast answer to prayer. Isaiah came and told Hezekiah, you're going to die. And Hezekiah starts praying, and before Isaiah gets out of there, he's in the middle court, the word of the Lord comes to him, go back and tell Hezekiah, I'll give you 15 years. And then Isaiah tells them the medical remedy, which in this case was a lump of figs that they placed on this boil, and he recovered from his sickness. So tonight, our lesson is this: praying for health. I don't know what your prayer list looks like, but I know what mine looks like, and there are a number of names on that list, some of you included, of people who have health related problems, some more severe than others. And so we do a lot of praying. I think the two longest lists are health-related problems and people that are lost, interceding for lost people. And then a variety of other things, but there are a lot of people that have a need. And so over the time of praying for them, there's some things that you see in the Bible that are very helpful. So when somebody asks you to pray about so-and-so is sick, or so-and-so is going to the hospital, or so-and-so is going to have a test, or so-and-so is going to have surgery, or he's recovering from his event or whatever, I think there's some things that you see in the Bible, some things that you know by experience would really help you praying specifically for them. Because sometimes you just say, well, Lord, I pray you'll heal him. Well, there may be a lot more to it than that. So there's five things that I'd like to say to you, five categories of things that you can pray for specifically when you are praying for somebody's health. The first thing you can pray for is you can pray for their spiritual health, for their spiritual health. In this passage, in verse 5, when Isaiah came back to Hezekiah, in the middle of verse 5, he said, Behold, I will heal thee. The truth of the matter is, when somebody has a medical problem, a health problem, the Lord can reach down and heal that person, and that problem is solved. Now, today the Lord doesn't heal to the degree that He did in the Gospels, and there's a reason for that. It's not that He can't, and it's not necessarily that He doesn't want to, but with Israel, when God came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, healing was a sign of confirmation that He, in fact, was the Messiah. And not only that, they had multitudes of people that were possessed with the devil, that were lunatic, that were maimed and halt and blind and lepers. They had a lot of problems before the arrival of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so He went everywhere healing. Now remember something. When Jesus Christ went to heal these people, they didn't have to have much more faith than to believe that He could do it. If they went to Him like that woman that snuck up behind Him and touched the hem of His garment, that was enough. One guy's over there and he's just crying out when he finds out Jesus is there. He said, "Thou Son of David." And he said, "What do you want?" He said, "I want you to heal my eyes." He said, "Okay, you're healed." I mean, there was no great earth-shattering evidence of their faith. They went to Him because they thought He could heal him, and He did. So this modern perversion of healing ministries where healers have a misfire and then say to the people, "Well, it's because you didn't have enough faith or didn't put enough money in the plate," or whatever the case may be, that's a perversion. Jesus Christ never failed to heal anybody that He attempted to heal. In one place, when He says He didn't do many mighty works there, that's not because some of those people that He tried to heal didn't get healed. They just didn't even bother to come to the meeting. They didn't show up. And so this healing today is something that the Lord still has as much power to do today as He did back then. But the whole situation was very different then than it is now. He's not healing in order to bring salvation to every Gentile nation. We do that through the preaching of the gospel. Nevertheless, I only made that clarification. Nevertheless, when somebody tells you, "I got a health problem," it is perfectly okay to pray that the Lord would heal them, with the understanding that in His wisdom, He may not do that, but it's certainly the right thing to pray. Pray for their healing. But you know something? Oftentimes what people find is that, like Paul did, the grace of God strengthening them in their time of weakness is actually better than if they had been healed. That they found more strength in the grace of God, that they are now spiritually stronger as a result of that than they would have been had they stayed in good health. They learn things. And so pray for, when you're praying for their spiritual health, pray not only for their healing, but also for the strength of the grace of God. Pray for their comfort. A lot of health problems hurt. Pray for their peace. A lot of health problems, when you first discover them, shake you to the core, and you don't know what to do. And you need peace to understand that this is going to be all right. This is a storm in my life, but God is here in this storm, and I'm going to survive this. Pray for their joy. A health problem can steal a person's joy for sure, but the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so it really, really helps. And a lot of people that have health problems have immediate family that are affected by that health problem. That could be a spouse, that could be a parent, that could be a child that's affected by this, and they suddenly then become like a caregiver in so many respects. Man, you got to pray for their sanity. You got to pray for their physical strength and for their comfort. And also, you got to pray for them to know how to do this, because now you're thrown into this role of caregiver. And sometimes, honestly, sometimes when you're not feeling well and the person who is closely related to you that's trying to come to help, they without intending to do it, can agitate you sometimes. Sure you don't need me to do something for you? I can run the store for you. And you're like, just shut up, leave me alone. But you don't want to run them off like that because they may never come back and you need water and they won't bring it to you because you ran me off the last time. I mean, see how that chemistry goes? So you got to pray for their comfort and their understanding. It's not just a matter of say, you know, I pray for him and pray for the caregiver. You know, talk to the Lord about some of the specific needs that are there, and those are certainly some of them. So pray for their spiritual health. Another thing you could do is you could pray for their medical health and should pray for their medical health. Look in verse 7 of our text. Isaiah said, take a lump of figs, and they took and laid that on the boil, and he recovered. Now, doctors use little other methods than lumps of figs these days. There are still doctors that do lumps of figs if you want to use that kind. There are naturopaths and then there are medical doctors. Let me just say something to you when it comes to a health-related problem that's going to involve a doctor. You already don't like having to be involved with that doctor, but sometimes that doctor with 12 years or 50 years of education or however long they have to go to school to be professionally trained and all the cases they've seen, you don't want to discount immediately that doctor doesn't know what he's talking about just because there are some people around who don't think you ought to be going to the doctor. Or that somehow or another you're going to do better doing your own research on the internet than the doctor can give you. If there is a loss of relationship between the patient and that doctor where there's a loss of trust, a lot of times the patient's not going to do what the doctor tells that patient to do, and a lot of times that doctor has told that patient what to do and is exactly what the patient needs to do. So you got to be careful with that. So you pray for their medical health that there will be a good enough relationship between the patient and the doctor or nurse practitioner that's involved here that the patient can have confidence that this doctor, this professional, is doing something that is beneficial for my health. Particularly when they are. You don't want there to be a lack of trust there when there really is a good relationship. So pray for the doctor to have wisdom. You know, by the means that we have today with MRI, I'm just getting into all these details. I'm not trying to teach you about medicine here. Back off that. With all that they have today to be able to diagnose things, it's still possible for them to miss things. It's very difficult. But when you go with the expectation, I can tell my doctor what this deal is, and I'm going to walk out of here with a prescription, with a full understanding of what I got, and I'm going to be well next week. And a lot of times it's not like that. Sometimes the doctors and nurses have to be involved with you for a while to be able to pinpoint that. You know the thing to do? Be praying for wisdom, that God will give that doctor, those nurses, compassion and wisdom to stay with the thing long enough to figure out exactly what the problem is and then to know what to do about the problem. It's not easy. Pray for them to have compassion. You know, there's a lot of times there's demand on a doctor's schedule. They'll go in, come in real quick, do the thing, leave, and you're like, man, I just wasted my time. And so you want there to be enough of a relationship there. So anything that a doctor is medically capable of providing, you want the Lord to be able to give that doctor the wisdom to provide that health care so they don't miss something inadvertently. You've heard Brother Sheikah give praise to the Lord at least twice during our praise time on Wednesday night because they found out a medication that has actually helped him. He wouldn't be here alive today if he didn't have that medicine in him. And you know, you say, well, yeah, but then you get to die and go to heaven. He has children. And he has a ministry. Some things that he can do, and the Lord obviously wants him to be able to do that. Isn't it comforting to know that a doctor was able to discover something that has given him some more time? So you want to pray for that. Pray for spiritual health. Pray for medical health. Here's another thing. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Pray for nutritional health. 1 Samuel chapter 30. After David and his men went to Ziklag and found out that their wives and families were gone and all their possessions were gone, they were mad and they were looking to get everything back. And the Lord gave David the confidence. He said, you're going to recover everything. And in verse 11, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 11, as they are trying to find out the people that ransacked them, they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water. And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and three nights. And David said unto him, To whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite, and my master left me, because 3 days ago, or 3 days agone, I fell sick. Now, he was sick, so much so that he couldn't travel with his master, but they gave him some things, figs and raisins and water and bread, and it nourished him and brought him back to enough consciousness to be able to actually take David to where these Amalekites were so that they could then attack and recover everything. You know, a lot of times people suffer complications related to the health problem they have because they're not properly nourished. And so you want to pray for their nutritional health. That is, while they are dealing with the problem that they're having, that they would begin to get some wisdom about properly nourishing their body through the health concern they're having so that they recover, or so that while the work that's being done by the physicians and so forth is being done, their body is now regaining some strength to be able to fight with that stuff, whatever the medical case may be. A lot of times people don't have wisdom about their own nourishment. A lot of times we eat to satisfy our appetite. We're hungry, got to get something to eat. You want to go? Yeah, let's go get something to eat. Where are you going to go? Well, we got to go someplace quick. I got to be here. And when you start doing that, you're not necessarily giving your body the best fuel. And so some people have learned over time that my health problem that I'm experiencing is complicated by some of the stuff that I'm eating. People that have allergies have found that out. You know, man, I'm dealing with a lot of allergies, and they found out that when I eliminated this from my diet, I'm not having as much problem as I used to have. Well, that takes wisdom, you know, because you don't just ordinarily figure that out. So pray that they will have wisdom about what fuels their body better and what doesn't, and then that they would have the courage or the strength to nourish themselves as opposed to just going on the other way, because it was easier. And then sometimes what it takes for you to nourish your body is more expensive than what you normally eat and drink. And if that's the case, then pray God will give them the provision to be able to afford the thing that properly nourishes their body. I'm thinking of one missionary's wife who, in one field where they were, was exposed to something that resulted in a fungus in her lungs. And with that fungus in her lungs, they tried a lot of different medical remedies, both in the traditional medicine, medical care, and in the alternative medical care. In the country where they are, alternative medicine is very good. And they just couldn't do anything with it. And somebody suggested a particular item that would nourish, could possibly nourish her body and get it stronger. And so she began to do this. I mean, it's not a ooey ooey thing, legitimate thing. And she started doing it, and it actually strengthened her lungs so that she doesn't cough all the time. The coughing was, I'm getting into too much detail here, but was causing spasms that were really creating a lot of problems. That's gone now. And you know what that took? That took the wisdom to understand what's going to nourish my body, and then the provision, because it was expensive, to be able to afford to buy that thing that's been good for me. Isn't that something? So pray for nutritional health. Sometimes that helps. Also pray for physical health. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Being a little more specific here, just to give you some ideas. Sometimes we just say, Lord, please take care of him, heal him. And there's more to it than that. You can spend a little time. Boy, I'll tell you what, if it happens to somebody that's close to you, you'll be looking for every way in the world to be praying for them. You know, it really changes when it becomes personal. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, look at verse 25. Every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Well, there's a lot going on in an athlete being temperate. I watched the last 4 points or the last game of a tennis match where that went on for 4.5 hours, and when the fellow that won it, he kissed his knees. And somebody asked him, "What did you do that for?" He said, "It was a signal to my trainer how much I appreciated the conditioning that he has put me through so that I could last in this 4.5 hour match and be ready in 2 days to play the next match." That's physical health. Pray for physical health. Pray that they'll be able to rest. A lot of times with people that have medical concerns, they can't sleep at night. Pray for them to give them some, God to give them rest, and pray for them to have the wisdom to know some things that they can do that will help them to rest. Stress is related to a lot of this. We just, live in that kind of society. Pray that God will give them wisdom on how to manage it, what to take out of their life that will allow them to concentrate on more that they're going to need to be able to heal. Sometimes, particularly if you've had a surgery or something, the doctor says, okay, this is what you need to do to rehab, and people don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. They do a little bit of physical therapy or cardio rehab or whatever it is that follows. Then they get home and they go right back to the other deal, and they're going to have health problems related to it because they won't do the exercise. And Paul said, bodily exercise profit little. Pray that they'll have the wisdom to know what to do and the discipline to follow what the doctor says. Because we're all people. None of us wants to do this. I mean, people, you go to the doctor and you got a cold. He says, here's this course of antibiotics. Take them all. You don't even do that. As soon as you feel better, you throw the bottle away and it's got 3 more days of antibiotic in there. If you're not even going to do that, you're surely not going to go home and do the exercise the doctor wanted you to do to get better. I've seen people that have had various surgeries. How you doing? And they say, well, I'm doing pretty well. They said, yeah, I can tell you really stayed with your rehab program too, didn't you? And you don't mean to be rude, but that's what it takes. And so pray that they'll have physical health. And then one more thing, Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 8. There's a lot to all this. It's not just give me a pill and I'll be feeling better in the morning. You'd love it to be that way, but it's not like that. If God doesn't touch their bodies and heal them, they are going to go through a lot of stuff with doctors and with their nourishment and with their physical health. And if they don't have the wisdom, the understanding, and the discipline to do those things, they're not going to get better. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Pray for their mental and emotional health. I had prayed for these other four things, spiritual, medical, nutritional, and physical health for quite some time. And then Randy, when he was going through his episode with the rash, said, I just need to stop thinking rash and start thanking God, and spent some time with the Lord and came back with a smile on his face. He said, I didn't realize that I'd wounded my spirit. And a wounded spirit is unbearable. And he said, what's happened is God has encouraged me. My spirit is revived. And you're not better, but immediately you're just better. You feel better because you're not beat down by the illness anymore. And then what happens is when you start seeing progress, you're encouraged. You know what? I really am getting better. This has been a long haul, but I can continue the fight because I haven't given up. Man, you just don't know how many people need that when they're going through long illnesses. They need mental and emotional health. So really be praying that God will help them in this thing right here, that give them a spirit that will sustain their infirmity. You know, when you read that passage about that young man that ate that little bit of food and all that, it said his spirit revived. And man, I'm telling you, we heard about one of the prayer letters where the preacher was ready to quit, and another guy came in, preached, and gave him a little bit of counseling. He's like, you know what? I have a renewed vision. I can go. When people are dealing with long-term health problems, it's easy to throw in the towel at some point, and then you're not getting better, even though you could get better. And so when you can pray for them to have that improved spirit. And if God answers these prayers with that strength of the grace of God and their caregiver doing well and their physically healthy and nourishing properly, and the doctor has wisdom to say, you know what we need to do? We need to do this, and that starts working. People start getting better. And they're also strengthened by the Spirit of God. We're all going to die at some point, and some of the times you pray for folks like that, and all you're really praying for is their comfort. They can pass easily, okay? But we're not always there in a lot of these cases. There are people that are going to get better that do want to fight, and this is the stuff they need. So keep that in mind. Try to give you something practical tonight when you're praying for people that have health problems. These are the areas to concentrate some effort right here. Amen. Father, thank you so much tonight for an opportunity to learn from the Scriptures. Help us to be faithful to help our friends who have need of prayer for their medical health. We ask you to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.